Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second, the shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting third, the center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth, the catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second, the second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third, the first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting eighth, the catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Russ Meyer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Russ Meyer. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. One out. Pee Wee Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reese hits a line drive into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Snider goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mixes strikes out. One out. Gene Baker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fondi bunts towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baker moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Baker scores. Fondi moves to third. It's Dodgers, 1, Cubs, 1. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Campanella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Amoros hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ferrillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Koufax takes first base on ball 4. Ferrillo moves to second. Jim Gilliam, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chiti hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese strikes out. One out. Duke Snider, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snider is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snider hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson bunts in front of the plate. Chiti fields it and throws to first for the out. Snider moves to second. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mixis is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixis hits a line drive into left field. Amaras picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Amaras. Mixis moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baker strikes out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fondi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mixis moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Campanella is 0-for-1 in the game. Campanella hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Amaras is 0-for-1 in the game. Amaras strikes out. Two outs. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ferrillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ferrillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Irvin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Irvin strikes out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. 2 outs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wisenant is 0-for-1 in the game. Wisenant hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilliam bunts towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Chee-Tee is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ferrillo. Chee-Tee reaches second base with a double. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer bunts towards the mound. Koufax fields it and throws to first for the out. Chee-Tee moves to third. 1 out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mixis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mixis hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Baker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Randy Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Dodgers. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Campanella is 0-for-2 in the game. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amaras is 0-for-2 in the game. Amaras hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Amaras for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive towards short. Reese reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Irvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Irvin takes first base on 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Furillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Furillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin. Furillo reaches second base with a double. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Koufax is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Koufax strikes out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gilliam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Furillo scores. Gilliam moves to second. It's 4-1, Dodgers. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Snider is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snider is walked intentionally. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wisenant is 0-for-2 in the game. Wisenant hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Chee-Tee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Edwin Sniak pinch hits for Russ Meyer. Edwin Sniak is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Wisniak hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Vito Valentinetti now pitching. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Campanella is 0-for-3 in the game. Campanella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Amaras batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Amaras is 0-for-3 in the game. Amaras hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gino Cimoli now playing left field. Eddie Mixis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mixis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mixis takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Dodgers. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Irvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Furillo is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Furillo hits a line drive towards third. Mixis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Koufax batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Koufax is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Koufax takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a line drive into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reese is 0 for 4 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Clem Labine now pitching. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wisenant is 0 for 3 in the game. Wisenant bunts in front of the plate. Campanella fields it and throws to first for the out. Morin moves to second. One out. Don Hoke pinch runs for Walt Morin. Jim King pinch hits for Harry Chiti. Jim King is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoke moves to third. Two outs. Hobie Landreth pinch hits for Vito Valentinity. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Brooklyn Dodgers, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.